And we're back here on Out of the Woods, remembering the great Pete Seeger tonight, who passed away this week at the age of 94. I lied to you earlier. I was talking about the first time I had heard of Pete, and I mentioned Arlo Guthrie and everything that Arlo had done with him. But I actually knew about Pete before that, although I didn't really listen to it. My mother had the old Pete Seeger, How to Play the Five-String Banjo book and record set. And I discovered that back when I was a wee one. I think I found it after I found Mom's banjo in the closet. She had this old Beater K banjo, something you'd buy at Montgomery Ward's or something like that. Nothing special, but found the banjo and she dug out the book. And of course, you know, me being me, I went right to banging on the banjo and didn't actually bother to read or listen to Pete's book and record set. And I still don't know how to play banjo as a result. Anyway, we're going to get back to it right now with another recent release that came out from Rick Polleri and George Mann, actually. But this is Pete on here. The CD does feature a lot of spoken parts from Pete. And it's called The Almanac Trail. And I'd like to thank Rick and George again for including one of my photos on the inside of the CD. Thanks for that. But this is Pete talking about the origin of the Almanac Singers. And we'll follow it up with some real Almanac Singers right afterwards here on Out of the Woods.
We're gonna roll, we're gonna roll, we're gonna roll, we're gonna roll, we're gonna roll.
Had been a teacher at a Commonwealth college, and he wanted to put out a book of union songs, and somebody told him, go to New York, that's where you can find publishers. Woody and I had just put out this songbook we call Hard-Hitting Songs for Hard-Hit People, and we were looking for a publisher for that. So I figured I should look him up. We found that down in Chinatown, there was a fundraising party for some place, and they wanted some singers. And I asked Lee, come along with me, and we'll sing, we'll get a good supper at least. And we made a few dollars, maybe $5 or $10. I don't think $10 was a lot of money. I think we got $5. It might have been $3. Well, pretty soon we were singing together, and his roommate, a journalist, Millard Lampel, we used to joke, kid him, call him Millard Fillmore Lampel. Mill Lampel was a very good rhymer, and he could improvise a rhyme right on the spot to some song we were singing. So pretty soon he was joining us. He didn't have a regular job. And after about a month of this, our reputation was spreading, and we were singing little house parties here and house parties there, fundraisers for left-wing causes of some sort. And Lee said we should have a name. And I read through our book, Hard-Hitting Songs, and somewhere in Woody's writing, we came across the word almanac. And Lee said, hold on, stop. Where I come from, in a farmhouse, there's two books. One is the Bible to help us get to the next world, and the almanac to help us get through this world. Woody was writing songs about Columbia River, and I write him, Woody, you should come east and join us.
Have you heard of a ship called the Good Reuben James? Manned by hard-fighting men, both of honor and fame. She flew the stars and stripes of the land of the free, but tonight she's in her grave at the bottom of the sea.
Tell me, what were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James?
100 men were drowned in that.
Another one of Woody's songs was made up in October of 1941. We read in the newspapers about the ship Reuben James being sunk. Woody felt very certain that everybody in this world was important and their name should be mentioned. So he had a ballad with about 15 verses, and he put into those verses the name of all 40 men who were drowned. And when he sang it to the rest of us almanacs, we said to Woody, Woody, nobody but you is going to sing all those 15 verses. At least give us a chorus we could join in on. And Woody grumbled, but we kept saying, really, you got a good tune, but give us a chorus. He'd use the old tune of Wildwood Flower. Woody loved the records of the Carter family. He flattened out that tune, though, but then he made up a chorus using the musical elements of the verse. What were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James? That was such a good chorus that it's still sung now, 60 years later.
Tell me, what were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend on the good Reuben James?
Now tonight there are lights in our country so bright. In the farms and in the cities they're telling of the fight. And now our mighty battleships will steam the bounding main and remember the name of that good Reuben James.
Tell me what were their names, tell me what were their names.
Men walking along the railroad tracks, going someplace there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire under the bridge. Shelter lines stretching round the corner. Welcome to the New World Order. Families sleeping in their cars in the Southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. The highway is alive tonight, but nobody's getting nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire light, searching for the ghost of Tom Joad.
He pulls a prayer book out of a sleeping bag. Preacher lights up a butt and takes a drag. Waiting for when the last shall be first and the first shall be last. In a cardboard box neath the underpass. Got a one-way ticket to the promised land. You got a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand. Sleeping on a pillow of solid rock. Bathing in the city aqueduct.
The highway is alive tonight.
The highway is alive tonight.
But nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes.
Where it's hidden.
I'm sitting down here in the campfire light.
I'm sitting down here in the campfire light.
Searching for the ghost of Tom Joad.
Waiting on the ghost of Tom Joad.
Now Tom said, Mom, wherever there's a cop beating a guy, wherever a hungry newborn baby cries,
where there's a fight against the blood and hatred in the air. Look for me, Mom, I'll be there. Wherever there's somebody fighting for a place to stand, or a decent job or a helping hand, wherever somebody's struggling to be free, look in their eyes, Mom, you'll see me.
Wherever somebody's struggling to be free, look in their eyes, Mom, you'll see me.
The highway is alive tonight.
The highway is alive tonight.
But nobody's getting nobody about where it goes.
Where it's headed, everybody knows.
I'm sitting down here in the campfire
I'm
light.
Sitting down here in the campfire light.
Searching for the ghost of Tom Joad.
Waiting on the ghost of Tom Joad.
Shadowed year when evil men, when men of evil thunder war again, shall tyrants once again be free to tread above our most brave and honored dead, our brave and honored dead. Oh, comrades, come and travel on with me. We'll go to our new year of liberty. Come walk upright along a people's way, from darkness unto the sunlit day, from dark to sunlit day. Tomorrow is a highway broad and fair, and hate and greed shall never travel there, but only those who've learned a peaceful way of brotherhood to greet the coming day. We hail the coming day. Tomorrow is a highway broad and fair, and we are the many who'll travel there. Tomorrow is a highway broad and fair, and we are the many who'll build it there.
Pete Seeger, of course, once again here on Out of the Woods. And one out by request there, going out to Michelle, who had requested that during the week. And Tomorrow is a Highway, taking that from the Smithsonian Folkways collection, If I Had a Hammer, Songs of Hope and Struggle. Before that, yeah, great track from Bruce Springsteen and Pete Seeger together, doing The Ghost of Tom Joad, taking that from an Appleseed compilation from their 10th anniversary called Sowing the Seeds, came out a few years back. The Almanac Singers in there, sort of. Pete talked over part of it, but we heard The Sinking of Reuben James, and that's another track from that very recent Pete Remembers Woody compilation that came out last year, I do believe, during Woody's 100th anniversary birthday. Started off the set there, Pete once again talking on a record that came out, put out by Rick Polleri and George Mann, called The Almanac Trail, also from last year. And he was talking about the origins of the Almanac Singers. Well, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Colkard. Glad to have you along as we celebrate the life of Pete Seeger tonight. We're going to take another quick break because we were so late with the last one. We have to sneak in and get this one on for you so we can make our way up to the mid-show break coming up pretty soon. So we'll be right back after this.